It's good to be here.
Oh, yes.
I trust you will pray this morning.
Yes, sir, preacher.
And I was sitting over thinking, you know, preaching's not the easiest thing there is. You don't believe it? Try it sometimes. It's easy when the Lord shows up.
Yep.
I'd rather preach as each steak and gravy when the Lord shows up.
Oh, yes.
But if he don't show up, this pulpit is a lonely place.
You're right.
Yeah, absolutely so.
I don't care how many people's there. You're still lonely.
Right. Yes.
It's serious.
Yes.
You pray, Lord, help us. And
yep.
You know, I don't know about you other preachers, but sometimes I find it hard to get a message.
Go ahead. Right.
And there have been a lot of times I think I've got one. And come find out a few hours later, I don't have one.
Right. Yes, sir.
You see, it works that way, preacher. You better believe it does.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
But I like it when I get settled.
Yes. Me too.
That's when I like it.
Yep.
And I really feel that this is what the Lord's give us today. And you have your Bible turned to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1. We'll start reading verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Paul here was writing, he said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for he counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And Christ Jesus came to the world to show a pattern for them that should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting.
Yes, sir.
So you pray, Lord, help us. Lord, this morning for a few minutes, and I want to preach on Paul's pattern.
Hey, yes, sir, preacher.
Paul's pattern. You know, notice here where he said, he talked about here, he said the Lord found him faithful.
Amen.
The Lord didn't put him in the ministry because he was well educated.
Right.
Amen.
Go ahead.
He didn't put him in the ministry because of the things that he had done. But he put him in the ministry because he was faithful.
That's right. Yep. Yes.
He was faithful.
Hey.
You know, I've never read, after Paul's conversion, I never read where he ever wobbled.
Right.
I never read where he ever quit.
Yep.
But he just kept on keeping on for God's honor and God's glory. Yeah. Now, he'd gone through a lot. He talked about the times he was shipwrecked.
Right.
He talked about the times and things, the beatings that he had had. But those things did not, they did not deter him. Because
right.
He had his eyes set on one thing.
Yeah.
He said he would finish his course.
Yeah.
And so he said here, and I will preach on his pattern. Now notice what he said. He said, found me, this is a faithful saying, worth all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Yeah.
I'll preach on that a few minutes, Lord, help us. Why he come.
Yep.
You know, now he did. I think this is a thing that is getting away from our church today.
Go ahead,
of why that Christ really come into the world. They're putting other things more important than to save sinners.
Right.
And I know the Lord's able to heal. I realize that.
Yep.
He healed some folks when he was here.
Yep.
Because, let me say, and he raised some dead folks when he was here.
Right.
Reason why he raised the dead folks, because life and death can't be together.
Right.
So when he come up on death, why have they become alive, you see?
Right.
So that's reason, but that wasn't why that he come.
No,
that wasn't why. Now listen, he raised some dead folks. And he healed some folks when he was here. And all these things. But that wasn't the why that he came. into the world. He said that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's the only reason why God sent him in the world, not because that somebody was crippled, not because that somebody was sick, not because somebody had done a lot of things, but brother, because sinners was in the world. And this is the reason why, the only reason why that Christ came is to save sinners. And I've said a lot of time down through the years, reason why a lot of folks not getting saved today, they won't be a sinner. If you'll ever be a sinner, he'll be a savior. You better believe that. Brother, you got to confess of what you are, not what you've done, but what you are. You're a sinner in the sight of God, and Christ came, thank God, to save sinners. That's the only one he will save is sinners. You said, preacher, I'm a pretty good fellow. He didn't come for you.
Right. That's it.
You don't get mad at me this morning. He didn't come to save good folks. He come to save sinners. I mean, listen, these two men one time went up to the temple, one the Pharisee and one the publican. That old religious man, he said, Lord, he said, I'm thankful. He said, I'm not like this other fellow. He said, I tithe, I do all these things. But the other old boy, this old sinner, he just smote himself on the chest and said, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Listen, I'm here to tell you, he'll save sinners today. He'll be a sinner, he'll be a savior. We're living a day now when folks don't like me calling a sinner. You know what they've done? I thought, Brother, I wish Brother Kevin just gone ahead. But well, let me say this. Folks trying to get to heaven on being a good person. You'll never do it. Your heart's deceitful above all things. As a brother taught in Sunday school, it's desperately wicked.
Yes.
I mean, you say, preacher, you're putting us down. No, the Lord did. He tells us exactly what kind of mess sin left us in. But for this cause, Christ came to the world. Thank God to save you. I'm glad. Thank God he's still saving sinners today. Glory to God. You ought to shout your savior once in a while. Boy, listen, he said, howbeit, Paul said, howbeit. Howbeit, he said, for this cause I obtained mercy.
Yes.
Oh, he didn't obtain mercy because he was a religious man.
Right.
He didn't obtain mercy because, my friend, he was what he was.
Right.
He obtained mercy because God showed mercy on him because he was a sinner.
Oh, yeah.
We get folks to believe that. Oh, you'd be surprised, folks you talk to today.
Yeah.
I'm a good person.
Right.
That ain't what Jesus said.
No,
he said, there's none good.
Right.
No, not one.
Yeah.
Regardless how much we may try to build ourselves up, you know what the Lord said about us? We're sinners.
Yeah.
I mean, just sinner by nature, sinner by choice, and sinner by practice. Thank God, listen, but the Lord's table, that's the only kind he will save.
Yeah.
How long take to get saved, preacher? Just as long as it takes you to admit you're a sinner. They folks has lived their whole life and has never realized they're a sinner.
Yep. Right.
And they won't admit they're a sinner.
Right.
Let me say this. Now this is what the Lord gave me, so I'm just preaching what the Lord gave me.
Right away.
I mean, there's a lot of folks think if they've never got drunk, if they've never run around,
right,
if they've never done a lot of things,
right,
that's good enough. But you'll go to the same hell they go to if you don't get born again. Because Christ come, thank God, to save sinners.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Lord, give me this message this morning.
Oh, yes.
Amen. He said, this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. You say he heals some folks, raised some dead folks. I mean, did a lot of things while he was here. Yeah, but listen, that wasn't why he come.
Right.
He come to save folks.
Yeah.
It's not his will that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance.
Yep.
He knows what Paul's saying down here. How be it for this cause?
Right.
He said, for this cause I obtained mercy. Read why he got to obtain mercy, because Christ come to save him. That's the reason why he got mercy. It's why the Christ came to save sinners. And the only reason why he saved me, saved you, thank God, because he looked at Christ. Thank God that Christ has already paid the sin debt. Hallelujah, God. Glory to God. I'm feeling good this morning. Amen. Notice what he said down there. Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern. For a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life for about 90 days. To life everlasting. Now I preach everlasting life. Amen. Oh, I like it. Hallelujah. I mean, Paul is a good example. He said, pattern. And I got to think this morning on that pattern. I'm just going to give you what the Lord give me. And I got to thinking about when I got to studying on a message. I've been studying on for 2 or 3 days. And two or three of them come. And the Lord showed me, that ain't it, boy.
Yeah.
I want you to preach this one.
Yeah.
The pattern. Did you know something about a pattern?
Oh, yes.
And I got to think about one time I helped a guy build a barn. And he told me he could cut some braces. He got the first one exactly right. And he gave it to me and he wrote P on there.
Yeah.
Patterns. He said, cut every one of them by this one.
Hey.
And I learned something. If you're going to run 10 pieces, if you don't use that pattern, you use a second or third, they'll vary on you.
Right.
Next thing, it won't work. That's the reason why a lot of folks, thank God, ain't working today. It ain't going by the pattern. Paul, my friend, he had a pattern here that you and I can go by.
Yes.
The first pattern is, thank God, was his conviction. He got convicted, my friend, of what of his sin. On the road to Damascus, the light shined from heaven. Thank God, I've had one time the light of the glorious gospel. It shined on my pathway. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Amen. You don't hear much about that anymore. Our modern Baptists now, a lot of them preachers have lost his Billy Goats. They'll say, well, just come up here and shake my hand. Sign this card. Join this church. And you'll be okay. That wasn't Paul's pattern.
No, sir.
Paul's pattern was conviction.
Right.
You don't hear much about conviction preached anymore.
Right.
If you have never been convicted, you're not converted.
Right.
If you're not converted, you're still a sinner.
That's it,
coming to me this morning, preacher.
Yes, sir.
Amen. His pattern. We've got to go with that pattern. I mean a conviction. Can you remember when you got convicted?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a miserable thing.
Yep.
I mean, you was convicted. You knew you was going to die, going to hell in the condition that you was in. But that old time conviction, hey, God just stirred you up, kept you awake at night, made you miserable through the day. Thank God it stayed that way until you got born again by the Holy Ghost of God. Hallelujah to him this morning. Amen. Old time, his pattern of conviction. See, let me say this. Now, I've never preached, and I never will preach, that you've got to remember the day or the hour. I've never preached that. But you better remember there was a time. Now, I've talked some folks in the nursing home. I love talking to old folks. They some of them don't know what day of the week it was in. I'll never forget one old lady I talked to, almost 100. Oh, I said, are you saved? Well, yeah, I'm saved. Let me tell you about it.
Yes.
She didn't remember what year it was,
She didn't remember what day of the week it was. But she said, I attended a revival meeting. Whole time conviction ripped my heart. I said, I hadn't walked to church at night. Then had to walk back. And listen, and she said, it just got harder and harder. Said, that conviction just got rougher and rougher. They said, directly I looked over there. And they just stump. Said, I crawled under the fence. Got to that stump. Made me an altar. And God saved me there. She said, I'm just a young girl. And she's almost a high. She still remembered it, but the conviction wasn't there anymore. Hallelujah to God. Amen. You remember when that conviction left.
Hallelujah. That's good, preacher.
Whoa, if you're still there, you ain't saved.
Go ahead.
Now I get convicted of things I do.
Right.
I mean, listen, I'm in this high. I have more problem with this fella right here than anybody. My wife don't give me no problems. But I give myself a lot of problems. And you do too if you just admit it. But here I what I preach all the time. God never saved this outward man. If we get folks to realize there are two of us. He just saved the inner man. That belongs to him. That's why Paul said, greater is he that's in you, not outside, but he that's in you than he that's in the world. He that's in the world is that outward man. I believe I've got it right. He saved the inner man. He come to get that fellow one of these days, and the undertaker come get what's left. I'll never see the grave.
No. Go ahead, preacher.
There'll be a resurrection. I keep figuring that all out. But there will be one. I'll leave that up to him. Let him do that. Amen. Paul had a pattern. And if you deviate from that pattern, then it ain't going to come out right.
That's right.
It won't fit. Like I said, those braces I cut. If I hadn't gone by the pattern, that first pattern. Well, I don't know how many there was, probably 15 or 20 of them. Well, that thing's probably been an inch off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where a lot of folks mess today. They're about an inch off.
Yeah.
They ain't went by the pattern.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. You're right. You're right.
Oh, no, God. Lord, give me this morning. Good. Amen. Yeah. Then another thing, Paul's pattern was a pattern of conversion. Conversion. In other words, he'd been converted.
Yeah.
And I've used this phrase before, and I think it's all right. When I first went to Dayton, Ohio, I bought an old house, duplex. And that thing was old, but it was a nice old home. And it had converted coal furnaces. They converted them over to gas.
Yeah, preacher. Yes, sir.
Now, at one time, they put coal in that thing, and they got heat.
Yeah. Right.
It had been converted. You better not put coal in there then.
Amen.
Them the same furnace.
Yes.
Just the inside was different.
Yeah.
It had been converted. It wouldn't take coal no more. It had to have gas.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you that's what's wrong with a lot of folks. It's on the inside, not the outside.
Amen.
Amen. He got converted. Paul said, I cannot do the things I would. Oh, listen, things he did mess up on, he says it's old flesh. It's old flesh. That give him more problem than anything. He said, oh, wretched man I am. You said, fella, I'm a pretty good fella. You ain't no good.
No.
Apart from the grace of God, we'd all be there stealing chickens for the morning.
Yep. Right.
You don't know what you'd do.
Right.
You don't know. We don't know our heart.
Right.
You may better not try to follow it.
No, sir.
It's desperately wicked.
Right.
Oh, listen. Paul said, oh, wretched man I am. He got converted. That's really why he wrote, God told him, said, I want you to write 2 Corinthians 5.
Yes.
Go down about verse 17, I believe it is. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, not an independent Baptist church, not a holiness church, not a Nazarene church, but if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I say, hallelujah, new creature in the Lord. Amen. Made new, going to a new home. Hallelujah to God. Oh, I'm feeling good this morning. Amen. Boy, I've wrestled the last few days trying to find a message. Amen. This is what the Lord wanted me to preach. Amen. He had a pattern by conversion. You know, we all mess up enough the worst best we can do.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Not deliberately doing things. Paul got converted. He once persecuted the church. He said, I was a persecutor, an injurious person. I was a bad person, he said.
Yep.
But you know what he done after he got converted?
Oh, yeah.
He went to the same crowd he'd been persecuting. Said, I want a fellowship with them. That's the reason why, brother, when the Lord saved me, I love to go to the house of God. I love to assemble with the people of God. Thank God, listen, it ain't no chore. Get up on Sunday morning, head to the house of God. Thank God, I'm glad. David said, when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Glory to God. He didn't have to save me. A lot of folks sat down like the Lord had to save them. I've heard folks say this. I'm just preaching what God gave me. Said God was obligated to call everybody one time. Where'd you find that at in the King James Bible?
Go ahead, preacher.
I ain't found it. It's mercy. I've heard them preach all over the first call is mercy. Wonder what they thought the first one was. I've heard them preach that foolishness. Let me tell you, the first call you got was mercy. Paul said, I obtained mercy. For this cause, I obtained mercy. Because Christ Jesus came to save sinners. That's the reason why he said, I've got mercy today. Glory to God. Amen. Then another thing, Paul had a pattern of commitment. Had a pattern of commitment. He said, I'm persuaded that the Lord, not the Baptist church record, but the Lord is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
That's right.
We need to go to that pattern. If you know you're born again, saved by the grace of God, regardless of how you feel, you ought to just say, hey, I've already committed that to him.
Right.
I've used this terminology a lot, and maybe have here in preaching. I said, getting saved like mailing a letter.
Go ahead.
My wife mailed a bill the other day, and she put it in an envelope, sealed it. I took it up to the post office. Dropped it in the mail.
Yeah.
I could get a lot of that, but dropped it in the mail. What they're going to do, they're going to put their stamp on it.
Yep.
A strike it, in other words.
Yep.
It's got the right address. It's got the right amount of stamp on it.
Yep.
Now, it's not my responsibility to get to where it's going.
Right. Yep.
I didn't go to Nashville to see if it made it that far.
Right.
I've there at Allard Post Office. I've trusted them to get that mail where he was addressed to. Thank God the Lord going to get us there. Maybe some delays, some time. Thank God he'll wind up in glory land. Hallelujah. I've committed my life to him. Just like I committed to that letter in the postal people's hands. Then it was their responsibility.
Right.
You think a lot of folks think it's their responsibility to get themselves to heaven.
Go ahead, preacher.
I feel so good this morning. Can I preach?
Me too.
The Lord's going to get you there.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Paul's pattern. That's what we ought to go by.
I never did find where Paul prayed and said, Lord, save me again.
Go ahead.
Never have. Saved him one time, that's enough.
Yes.
I miss old Brother Billy Mitchell so bad. Amen. Great man of God, traveled this country over and over. Somebody come to him one time, or they come to the altar, and he asked him to save. Said, yeah, I've been saved three times. Well, he said, that's a lot better than most of these folks. He said, they ain't been saved once. That's where a lot of folks are. Listen, Lord's not in the overhaul business.
Right.
He's not in the recapping business.
Right. That's right.
What he does, as the disciples said, he does all things well. He saves well. Can I just preach on that a minute? He saves well. You're well saved today. He saves well. He shepherds well. He supplies well. Hey, God, I'm glad. My friend, he does everything well. Whatever he does, he stands back and says, well done. Hallelujah to God. Then Paul's comfort. Now, he went through a lot. But he had comfort to knowing that he that begun a good work in him will perform it. Now let me tell you something. I was reading this yesterday, and it just in the Bible. Jesus told the disciples one time, said, let us.
Yep.
Let us
yep.
go to the other side.
Yes, sir.
Now let me say this, and I'm going to close. When he said, let us, that meant he was going to the other side.
Yeah.
Not without him. And they wasn't going without him.
Right.
He said, let us go to the other side.
Uh-huh.
Now, he didn't tell them there wouldn't be no storms.
Right.
He didn't tell them that it wouldn't get scary at times.
Right.
But you know what? Through the midst of all that, one time I found him in the bottom boat asleep. Things they scared to death of, he slept right through it. Because he's a master to see. Well, I've give you what the Lord gave me this morning. Just remember Paul's pattern.
Yes.
He had a good pattern.
Yes.
We all kind of go by it.
Right.
Quit listening to what a lot of folks got to say. Just take this right here is the final authority.
That's it. Yep.
See, I'm not only saved. This, I don't know. I like what the brother said. Now, I don't always feel saved.
Right.
But I'm not going on feelings.
Hey.
I'm glad this Bible said it was.
Right.
It cannot lie, brother.
Hey. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Word of God. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God's raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made of salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
That's right.
If you've done that, thank God you got born again.
Yep.
Now you may not feel saved the next day, but that ain't changed now.
Hey,
hallelujah.
That's right.
Come on, preacher. You may not want me preaching more, I know.